Thank you very much for choosing us today on a cheesy Tuesday. All Things Health Talk alongside Thando Wanda Masango, who is a recovery addict and, you know, an activist. He leads prevention campaigns, family interventions and youth sports programs to help others stay drug free and reclaim their future through his foundation, the Kakaramba Foundation out in Emalahleni. Thando, welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning to your listeners.
Thank you very much for coming on to the show. I mean, your personal journey from addiction to recovery is incredibly inspiring. What would you say were the key turning points in your 13-year battle with drugs? And what helped you finally take that step toward recovery?
Yeah, for me, I think it was a very, it was a very interesting journey when I look at it, my addiction days, because it is what makes me today and see the man I am. So it was a very difficult journey, you know, but, you know, I was tired of struggling with the misery every day, doing the same thing and getting my loved ones into my addiction too, because addiction is also a family disease, you know. I smoke and then the people around me are suffering, and it was getting worse every day, and emotionally it was frustrating, you know. And yeah, I tried going to rehab a couple of times, but it never worked for me because I thought I was in control. So my turning point was when I totally accepted that the drugs actually defeated me and they were actually screwing me up, you know, and then I could change. Sorry for using that word, but that's how I feel about the whole thing. And yeah, then I decided with that I'm going to change. I know I had, you know, the last thing that was left was for me to actually be homeless, because in Kali's strategy, no man having Kali's dini, in Kali's strategy, in Kali's joint, Abantu Bangfuna, you know. So a turning point there, when I told myself that I'm powerless over the drugs and I had enough.
Well, you know what really interests me about what you say? You speak of acceptance, which I think is very, very important. But, you know, in that journey of acceptance must come that realization, your 13 years of my life, I've been doing this thing. How was that for you? Because it can be quite traumatizing just to think about it, even just to think I have kind of wasted 13 years of my life doing something I wasn't supposed to do.
Yeah, I usually say, which is the turning point, I'm not in control, you know, because I always had my thing with long, so I'll stop the drugs, use the alcohol. I'll stop the drugs and the alcohol, use the friends, you know. So as soon as I'm going to, it was a defeat, you know, because a friend of mine used to say, because I had an insane mind, I always wanted to do something different in different ways, you know. So I'm going to with my mind, you know. I usually used to see my mom cry, community cry. I never always cut the cover of the problem. I always thought, first step is to admit that you are powerless over the drug.
And I mean, now there are alarming reports about new, highly addictive substances circulating amongst our youth. And from your work in the field, what new or trending drugs should parents, teachers, and community be most concerned about, would you say? And what signs should they look for in young people?
Yeah, so Tina, Lava, like me, you know, I'm born 85, and the rest, Lava, the heroin, Lava, Binyao, Bebe Rock, we're the first generation of drugs, Nama Patin, you know, Amanda, and we're feeding away now. So now a new generation of drugs is coming into the space, the Ama 2000, where they're coming in, they're using codeine, cough mixtures, and a different type of co-mixture, as well as dopamine, astropine, bronchler, and they're using it with different types of cold drink, Sprite, you know, and by permanent, what the combo. So that's okay. The new generation of drugs which is coming in now. And then I want to have even the crystal meth, crystal meth, lana, but no back over, like, people don't want to sleep, people want to have fun, you know? And mostly the fun is destroying our youth, in the you see it today, because umuntu uzoza uzohlangana nabangani bakhe batamani izwalento le ecodini. Mostly abantu aba-addicted to ecodini, bantu bathanda umusic, bantu abathanda ukuchila. It makes them sleep, but they don't sleep. You know, and bayithatha kuma-artist overseas, you know, there's a lot of artists abacula ngayo, even our local, some of our local artists, the hip hop, bacula ngayo lento, you know. So, yeah. And then itshontsha abantu abasha, and then laba bagruva kakhulu-ke bona bathini. But when abafuna ukulala, abafuna ukushaya isilala after another, and then but then the crystal. And these things are highly addictive, because people think it is the only drug in against the whole thing, you know. But it's not such. Akona ama hobo wama crystal meth and ama codeine. And ama drugs atshontsha ama dreams, you know. As young people, when I was young, you know, it's for fun, but at the end, you know, there is a saying, but once you kiss it, you marry it. Because you tell Gucci, you need to accept personality. Well, one of you is a social, but to find out good when you've got an addictive personality, then everything hits the fan. And the third part is, youth our day is investing in fun, yeah. We understand that which Kabanga Minanjangami, I never think they're mama drugs because I wanted to feel notorious and I wanted to feel machine. That's how I ended up. You know, it wasn't within Fupera and abuser, it was the wrong choice, and then a choice of wanting to belong into a certain crowd.
And I mean, your foundation, Ikakaramba, focuses not just on recovery, but also on prevention. And in your experience, what early interventions or community efforts are proving most effective in steering young people away from drugs? Because, you know, prevention is better than cure.
So you know, we mostly emphasize for parents to Google these hobbies. You know, hobbies also a gateway drug, you know. And funny enough, my hobby, but find my crystal, because it's where the most dangerous gateway drug there is cigarettes. Because one kumuntu yenza into kaleng ekwai, you know, majority. You know, calling it why. So it's where we tell. I mean, I share a lot about my story, how I started off, how I wanted to fill in, how I felt I was stupid not doing things, how I felt I would be cool when we put it all, actually, you know. So we're encouraging a drug-free generation and a generation to have fun without drugs and alcohol, you know, for different stakeholders to come on board, because we can also do it alone. So it's better with your car. See, I mean, there are a lot of people, and people must stop with Bafuni funding for us to run as a community, you know. Umuntaga blinding a chair, having a chair gap, it can strap, you know. Things will come along as we move. You know, and then we'll have that thing, because what we've seen, a lot of people are exposed to this environment. I mean, if you look shame about who's a teacher, I got no choice. But if I call my team with the Granny Paula, Granny Chairs, Granny Drama, so the prevention thing is a very big thing, because I'm a sustainability plan. We can talk about it, but once we leave, the way to the children go back to the very same environment. So we need we need the churches to come play a role in the churches. We just want to volume Monday to Friday. Abantwana babuya benza ama homework, it's a safe space. But the churches now, they only open 3 hours on a Sunday or 5 hours, and then they close. During the week, abantwana batsheli kuma Pakistan, batsheli kuphi. They're exposed to different things. So that's why we're asking the community at large, and which is, you know, we must have this dialogue as townships, as families, with what are we doing as a family? Because into a substance, you can never say it's not my child, will never be do that, because if I'm not a group, will be unexpected.
Tando, just before I let you go, I think it's very important just to quickly have this conversation. From your perspective as an anti-drug activist and someone who has walked this very difficult road. Would you say we are making progress in the fight against drug abuse? And I ask this because we've got things like TikTok, social media right now. You see people like Alostro, where people are making jokes of him, where people are kind of promoting his behavior of substance abuse. Kind of seems as though we're a bit, you know, we're a part of the problem because we don't support his recovery. And when he comes out, it's all fun and jokes. Do you think we're making any progress? And finally, for a young person out there who is struggling with addiction or a parent feeling lost and helpless, how can they reach out to you and your foundation? What message of hope do you have for the youth of South Africa? Just quickly, because we are running out of time.
No, from my side, I'm saying that's why I'm saying as a community, we must rise, because we can't expect much from the government. You know, substance abuse thing is a very big, it's a national problem. Yeah? As a province, currently, we have a And at the end of the day, we can't blame people. But Nina, what I can say, I'm saying it's a spiritual thing. So firstly, we need to stand up as Tanzans and start praying about it, you know. And into what you see, into Ibonayo. So we can't, which is easy to see, I see wrong, I see right. You must start changing things and give people love. The first step is to admit what is making, and what are we doing as individuals to fight the problem, and how are we giving these people love, you know? Because it's really not a joke. The way again, the young Akoni, you see, after 10 years, what's the use of infrastructure and all these things? Who are we building the country for, Akana youth? So, I mean, in terms of the issue, which is an individual, to show love, to raise awareness, to step up, to because we're really not getting any help. Namari Hepa, the whole province. Within the country. It's a human rights violation, you understand? So I'm just saying, just take it easy, pray about it, and things will happen. Because if we mean, we can talk and talk, but if we mean, it's even ethical as an individual. And the support is lacking, particularly on bond, you know. And it's also not nice for Alostro. What's happening to Alostro is doing it to get money. So people must not entertain such to get viewers, because Bam Jela is so true to 900 rand, because he wants to smoke, you know. And I didn't do anything for a fix. But nothing much I can say. It's a very big fight. So we're appealing to the communities, to the religious leaders, to any religion. Can we start by praying about it? And then from there, God will give us a direction how to go about this thing. Let's start praying about it. And Aiki does bring your mind. You know, we can't reject people. Those people are people and they need support, because it's very funny. Umuntu anganga feel esikolweni or when you feel it, you say go try again. But umuntu phema ama drugs ngaye rehab abuye. Sibamngala uyile rehab amiyake lo muntu. So let's start changing the thing and admitting that addiction is a disease. I think we will start there. Start as we tell them to go la. As in the Nutando, as in making go to the relevant stakeholders. It's not social development. It's not Fanka. People must go to these departments and see which is, are they really helping or not. Because they search. I mean, I can't really help someone when I'm in Mpumalanga. But I can refer someone to Sanka, I can refer someone to social development, to the local hospital.
We're going to have to cut it here, Tando. We're going to have to cut it here because we've run out of time. But thank you very much for coming on to the show and congratulations to you, you know, for your recovery journey. And thank you so much for helping others who need the help, even though they might not see it as yet. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much. Thanks to your listeners and to everybody. Yeah.
Youth Month on Rise FM.
Hi there, my name is Noma Lungelo. There is no doubt that as a youth we find ourselves living through tough times, sibancane. But I believe the trick to surviving and thriving with the new normal is to pursue your personal development with a passion. Despite the challenges we face, we are still living in an age of information. Don't wait to be handed the keys to your success. I hope you sing the song Impholile one day and really mean you have found yourself anew. You are listening to Rise FM. Happy Youth Month. Azishe.
Echoes of 1976. Voices of today. Youth Month on Razz FM. Mpumalanga. Azishe.